by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK. And honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to him. In foreign currency. Safe, secure, and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
President Hichilema directs security agencies to maintain peace during election period. Zambia intensifies surveillance amid Ebola outbreak in neighboring DR Congo, and strike over high fuel prices paralyzes transport in Kenya. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. President Hakainde Hichilema has directed all law enforcement agencies to remain on high alert and ensure a peaceful environment before, during and after the elections. President Hichilema said as the country enters the official campaign period, Zambia must remain peaceful, orderly and secure. In a statement on his official Facebook post, the head of state said democracy requires robust debate and the free exchange of ideas, but warned that any actions threatening peace, unity and public order or national security will not be tolerated. President Hichilema stressed that the law will be applied firmly, fairly and without favor, regardless of political affiliation or social standing. He further warned that any individual or group found wanting by the law, including members of the ruling party, will face the consequences of their actions. The president said he has since directed all law enforcement agencies to remain vigilant throughout the electoral process. He assured law-abiding citizens of the state's full protection before, during and after the elections. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has expressed concern over remarks attributed to former Minister of Health, Alex Katakwe, during his farewell address delivered on Thursday last week, where he allegedly suggested that there was nothing wrong with public officials receiving something for talk time from members of the public for services rendered, describing such acts as appreciation. The commission has categorically stated that the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012 clearly defines corruption as the soliciting, accepting, obtaining, giving, promising or offering of gratification by way of a bribe or any other personal inducement or temptation. ACC Acting Head Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisanga, said that in this context, gratification refers to any corrupt payment, whether in cash or kind, other than a casual gift, adding that the Act further provides guidance on what constitutes a casual gift, stating that such a gift must be conventional, unsolicited, of modest value, seasonal in nature, and not connected to the performance of official duties. Ms. Chisanga has therefore reminded the former minister that a bribe may often be disguised as a gift or token of appreciation after a favor or service has been rendered. Consequently, the remarks attributed to Dr. Katakwe are unfortunate, as they have the potential to encourage public officials to accept rewards in exchange of services rendered to members of the public, said Ms. Chisanga in a statement issued to RCV News and Lusaka today. She further noted that the revised Code of Ethics for the Public Service and Local Government demand high standards of ethical conduct and professionalism from public officers in order to enhance public confidence and integrity in the public service. The Code of Ethics explicitly states that a public servant shall not accept gifts, rewards, hospitality or benefits of any kind from any person or organization which may compromise his or her personal judgment, integrity or impartiality. Ms. Chisanga has therefore urged all public officers to adhere strictly to the provisions of the Code of Ethics for the Public Service and Local Government and to disregard the statements attributed to the ongoing Minister of Health. The Ministry of Health, through the Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, has intensified national surveillance and emergency preparedness measures following the World Health Organization's declaration of a public health emergency of international concern over the ongoing Ebola disease outbreak caused by the Bundibugyo virus strain in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and Uganda. The declaration was made by WHO Director General on May 17, following alerts issued by the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, citing active community transmission and increased cross-border risks in the region. And Ministry's Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Kennedy Lishimpi, highlighted that to date, the DRC has recorded 8 laboratory-confirmed Ebola cases, 246 suspected infections, and 80 deaths in Ituri province, with the outbreak reportedly spreading to the capital, Kinshasa. Uganda has also confirmed 2 laboratory-confirmed cases in Kampala linked to cross-border transmission, said Mr. Lishimpi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Dr. Lishimpi has warned that unlike previous Ebola outbreaks caused by the Zaire strain, there are currently no approved vaccines or targeted treatments for the Bundibugyo strain, making rapid isolation, contact tracing and strict infection prevention measures primary strategies for outbreak containment. Meanwhile, Dr. Lishimpi said the ministry is investigating a suspected viral hemorrhagic fever case detected in Luansha district on the Copperbelt on 13 May 2026, a 46-year-old woman from Kafubo Block Farms in Luansha District, Copperbelt Province, was admitted and isolated at Ron Antelope Referral Hospital after presenting with symptoms consistent with hemorrhagic illness, including severe nosebleeds, vomiting blood, and profound weakness, said Dr. Lishimpi. He said the patient remains clinically stable and continues to receive support treatment under the strict infection prevention and bowel security protocols. Dr. Lishimpi has since encouraged the public to observe personal hygiene through regular hand washing with soap, avoid direct contact with body fluids from individuals presenting with unexplained illness or fever, and to immediately report any person experiencing sudden fever and unexplained bleeding, among others, to the nearest facility. He further urged the public to remain calm, vigilant, and avoid panic as the nation's public health system remains fully alert and actively engaged in maintaining the situation. A 59-year-old man of Lusenga village in Samfia district has died after allegedly being attacked by a mob that accused him of practicing witchcraft. The deceased has been identified as Chonde Chitumbo Chabu, Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi, said the incident occurred on May 16, 2026, around 20 hours in the Malakwa area of Samfia district. Mr. Chilabi said police received a report of a mob attack in which the deceased was allegedly assaulted by a group of people using sticks and stones, leading to his death at the scene. Following the attack, the mob damaged property belonging to the deceased and his house was destroyed, while a house belonging to his sister was set on fire and some property was looted, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RCV News today. He explained that the incident is linked to the disappearance of a 12-year-old boy from Lusenga village who reportedly went fishing with his elder sister at Nyonga River on May 15, 2026.
On May 15, 2026, around 15 hours, a 12-year-old boy from Lusenga village went fishing with his elder sister at Nyonga River. He was reportedly attacked and taken underwater by a crocodile. A search was carried out by community members. However, the body was not found. On May 16, 2026, the search continued. The family consulted a witch finder who allegedly linked the boy's disappearance to the deceased Chonde Chitumbo Chabu. This led to tensions in the community and ultimately resulted in a mob attack. The body of the deceased is lying in the Samfia District Hospital mortuary pending a post-mortem examination.
In African news, thousands of Kenyan commuters have been stranded and businesses paralyzed as public transport operators went on a nationwide strike to protest against recent increases in the cost of